What's up? What's up? We're doing NBA Power Rankings real quick, and we're gonna call it that. All right. I have my own NBA Power Rankings. Week one. It's been 1 week of the season so far, and these are the preseason rankings. I got these from ESPN, so these are not my personal rankings, but I'm sure they're kind of similar. So we got that. Yeah, this is preseason, but here's mine. Here's mine. Unhide this. No fill. All right. I got this plus minus thing because I kind of like to see the differences between the weeks or so. So we got the Jazz, Bulls, Heat, Bucks, Hornets. Let me see. And the number one Utah Jazz. Let me do this for the YouTubers. Number one Utah Jazz, number two Chicago Bulls, number three Miami Heat, number four Milwaukee Bucks. Number five, the Hornets. Six, the Warriors. Seven, the Nets. Eight, the Nuggets. Nine, the Hawks. 10, the Knicks. 11, the Lakers. 12, the Grizzlies. 13, the Clippers. All right. Then we got 14, Suns. 15, Mavs. 16, 76ers. 17, Celtics. 18, Blazers. 19, Timberwolves. 20, Wizards. 21, Pacers. 22 Kings, 23 Cavs, 24 Raptors, 25 Magic, 26 Spurs, 27 Rockets, 28 Pistons, 29 Thunder, 30th Pelicans. And also, I'm doing my players of the week as well. And I agree with the NBA. Surprisingly, Steph Curry, Miles Bridges, Steph Curry for the West, Miles Bridges for the East. I mean, Steph Curry is on a little bit different mission this year. Miles Bridges is making a case for most improved player right now. As you can see, the Bulls made the biggest jump along with the Hornets. The Bulls and the Hornets are different, man. It's very nice. It's very fun seeing how the Chicago Bulls are actually surprise are good now, and they have a really fun team. I enjoy watching their games. The Hornets as well. I enjoy watching their games. Like LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges is a great duo right now. Also with PJ. We got the Warriors five spots up with the preseason. What was my worst? Suns at the minus. Okay. Suns, I'm not really feeling it right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is right now, but I just do not see a spark with that team currently. Maybe down the road. I know this is week one, so there's no reason to fret. Pelicans, I'm so sick of the Pelicans. I don't know what they're doing. It's just Zion. Zion hasn't even been playing. So, well, we got to see. We need Zion on the court, basically, is all I'm saying. We got to stop having Zion injured. Yeah, that's it for now. Jazz and Bulls. I made this, and I was like, "This is very '90s, late '90s NBA Finals going on right now." The Heat are. I was not really a fan of the Heat, but they look strong. They have a deep team, 1 through 10. I did not know they had. I think Markieff Morris. That's a. I think they got PJ Tucker too. They got some just dogs. And PJ and Markieff are, they will say that they're dogs as well. Like, they, and not to like criticize their skills, but they're just tough players. It doesn't matter who, how many stats they have or anything, they're going to just impact the game some sort of way. So, yeah, this is my power rankings right now. We'll see if they how they go, how they last. I mean, the Lakers, I know, minus 11 right now. Russell is playing worse than I thought. The Nets, they're having a weird chemistry issue with the whole everything going on right now. What else? Mavs, I don't think they know the season started. We, I guess. Yeah, we don't know. But the season already started so far, and we need to start playing right now. 76ers, them and the Nets, they're just I don't know what. They're just kind of tired. What else? Timberwolves. I'm loving the Timberwolves. Timberwolves are actually fun to watch. Out of the worst teams, Magic are surprisingly fun to watch right now. Also, the Rockets are fun as well. But yeah, that's my power rankings for now. We'll see what happens next week. Yeah, and that's that. We'll see.